Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 for Giants Baseball with Aaron Hill. Boy, nice to see you. We go back a long ways. Heck, I'm thinking Toronto, learning a lot about you, but here you are as a Giant.
It's been a fun journey. Yeah. Anytime you get a chance to do what you've always loved, it's great, and it's neat to have the experiences and meet people like you and to keep the relationships.
What was your first year in the big leagues?
2005.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a while, so it's been fun. Now it's neat having my kids, kind of grow up in the game and see a little bit of it, and it doesn't matter what you're doing out there, they're just happy to see Dad, and it keeps it in perspective of what truly matters and how blessed we are to be doing what we're doing, and it's been a lot of fun.
You're a Californian, Visalia. I know when we met. What's your winters like these days? What do you do for the winter?
Well, we moved out here to Arizona about 5 years ago. Yeah. This off season, actually, we're heading back to California. So it'll be fun. My kids are excited to go back, and we've enjoyed it here. But the winters, I try to play golf once a week, but I love taking the kids to school. I love picking them up. It gives my wife, she's like all the wives, all the mothers that are in this game, give them as much break as possible, because they're truly the ones working the hardest with the kids and keeping them straight during the year. So it's nice to be able to do that and be a part of their day-to-day lives in the off season.
Boy, very true. Aaron Hill joins us. All right, it's a San Francisco Giants for you. We've seen you as a Diamondback. You hurt the Giants a lot. I remember those shots used to hit into the left field seats. But why the Giants? Because you have other choices.
Yeah, we did. It was an interesting offseason. Honestly, what it came down to is, obviously we hope this works out. It's a place where I grew up watching but just being able to see the guys come up. And I have a lot of respect for this organization and even the young kids that come up, because it says a lot about the coaches and the minor leagues and just the whole organization. It just seems like it's got a lot of class. They play the game the right way, and I love to watch these guys. And the Cardinals are one of those organizations as well, but just being able to see these guys a lot, being in the West, so it's just to be a part of this in spring training, and from day one I've seen exactly what I thought it was going to be like, watching the last 5 years or playing against the last 5 years. But so in the situation, it can't hurt going to a place that I've always really respected. And worst case, I look at everything like a learning experience. Worst case scenario, if it doesn't work out, you hope that it works out with another team and continue the career. But what a great spot to be here and pick everyone's brains and just hope this thing works out.
Nice to see Aaron Hill here. Well, you have about three gloves with you. When you look over this roster, third base, second base, first base, left field, those are a lot of places I'm sure they'd be looking at.
Well, in my position, it's, like anyone would say, I'm sure you heard it, I'll put on a catcher's glove if I have to, but that position's pretty full as well. But, it's getting the work, and it's always learning. Obviously, I was fortunate to play second base for 10 years, and then the last year and a half has been third base and going back to second. And I've taken some rollers at first, and I always take them at short just because it's fun, But, it really, get a left fielder, get an outfielder's glove and catch some pop-ups, and we'll see if it works out. But it's, you treat everything like day to day, and like I said, it's a learning experience, and it's not a bad job we have to come to the ballpark. So
come on, we love it, believe me. Aaron Hill with us. Well, you're in a camp with competition, and of course you have a track record in the major leagues. As I said, you've hit against the Giants before. We saw you with Milwaukee last year, and heck, I saw you so many years with the Blue Jays. But it is spring training, and people say, well, we want to see if the guy's still got it. Now, you're 34, if I'm not mistaken. I would think you got another 4 or 5 years left in there, and you're still a productive player, but you still have to play in spring training a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whether it comes down to results or whatever it is, but they can see all the guys that are working out here and the footwork and just how your ball is carrying off the bat. And so I think it does definitely prove something, during the games and seeing results. But it also comes down to kind of where you fit and where each one of these guys that are fighting for positions, how they fit with not only in the position but with the team. And so I can imagine that the Boch and these guys have some tough decisions to make, as does most most teams in spring training, because a lot of guys come in ready to go and fire in the eyes, and it's probably a tough time to be a GM right now.
Yeah. Well, are you considered a spring player? I imagine you must have had one good spring to get to the big leagues, but are you a spring player?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. If it is based on results, it hasn't proven so much in the past, but you know, it's always spring for me has always been just, it's a feel thing, and I know that when my swing, when my ball's doing the right thing in BP, or I feel it in the cage, and Matt Williams used to always say, and I love this saying, he said, I used to hit until I found it. I couldn't tell you what it is, but as a hitter, you know what I'm talking about. And I was like, I do know what you're talking about. So I know that when my work's getting done there, I know that how I feel with my footwork at third or second or short, my arm, the arm slot, it takes a couple weeks to find that, you know, right arm slot. So it does. That's always the thing that I've been focused on, is just making sure I'm crisp in what I'm doing, and my work ethic is there, and I know mentally what I need to do to prepare for the game. But it definitely is not the same as, you know, during the season, because there's something different about that third level, and those lights come on, and that's just another level you can't describe, and it's a beautiful thing.
What is your spring like here? As I said, we laughed a little bit about all the gloves, but we sat here watching you, and you're at third, you're at first, you're at second, and I will tell you this, it looks like you still got your moves at second base and turning the other way, making that double play. I was impressed.
Yeah, it's, you know, as you get older, you gotta definitely listen to your body. You gotta know how to train, you know, change the training a little bit, and we had a great off season, and a lot of it was just based on how you feel and making your, keeping those explosive muscles going, and a lot of it diet too. So I think all that comes into play. You just, the older you get, the more you really, the better you take care of yourself, because one, you probably have to, you know, really it's just keeping the work ethic. I feel good, and as long as I get a chance to play, that's
good.
I'm gonna play, you know, hopefully it is the 4 to 5 years like you said, but you take it a day at a time, and you never know what's gonna happen.
All right, Aaron Hill with us. Are you a sports fan? You football, basketball, you watch a lot of stuff?
Not much, to be honest with you. I mean, I grew up watching the Giants and 49ers, and, you know, I continue to root for the 49ers. It was a rough one last year, but, you know, but not a lot. I mean, I watched the Super Bowl, and that was one of the best games I've seen in a long time, and that was incredible to watch. But, you know, now it's more just kind of, you go home, and, you know, I don't want my kids watching TV all day long, so I'd rather be outside playing with them. And so, I will, you know, at some point. But I haven't much lately.
Last thought for you. How do you feel about coming off the bench? Because if this job opens up, seventh inning, eighth inning, right-handed bat coming off the bench, maybe playing a little more sporadically than you may be used to, how do you feel about that?
You know, it's definitely different. You know, it is a different mentality. Personally, I had to get used to it. The first year, I didn't feel like I was ready to do it, because I still felt like I could do it every day. But I think that's the mental. So what makes us go is we all think we can do it every day, you know. And I knew that for me to prolong my career as long as I wanted to, I know I'll be ready for that if the opportunity comes. But you got to really grasp that, you know, I got to start getting ready in the third, fourth inning and kind of watch the game. And it's a different mentality, but it definitely has been fun, because I had to take it. If I had to take a step back, okay, let the ego out of the way. You know, I'm going to learn this position. I'm going to do the best I can, because I've always said treat everything is a learning experience, and I had to take that. You got to treat that as a learning experience as well, and you buy into that, and you talk to guys, and a lot of it's just communicating with guys, but finding what works for you, and because you got to be ready when you're called upon. I mean, it's a tough job. I mean, anyone that does it, it's a tough job, and I respect those guys, and so to be able to be a part of that and to continue the game, I mean, you're in a sense kind of closing out the game, you know. So it's to, as long as they know that you're there and your work ethic is there and you're ready. You know, it's been fun.
Yeah, high leverage situations at the end of the game. Believe it or not, someone came by this morning and said to me, I heard this guy would be a good manager one day, talking about you. How about that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, the more years you spend in this game, the more, you know, people start asking, you know, what do you do after you're done? You want to stay in baseball? What do you want to do? And so I'll never, you know, say no to an opportunity. I'm always looking to something. I don't want to close any door before it, you know. them before I can. But, you know, I'll never say never, I guess, right?
Yeah. Hey, look, why not? It came out of the blue. I said, all right, I hadn't thought about it. I'll have to ask him. But, hey, I appreciate having you on, as always. It's sort of our ritual that I have you on no matter where you are.
Right.
But I'm glad to know you, and I think you bring a lot of class to the organization, and I think it's going to be a good spring, so let's see what happens.
So have a great spring. Thank you.
All right.
That's Aaron Hill. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.